"This is good," he says, straining. It is, in fact, a delicious pot roast, but he is straining to tell her, to seem civil, and not hate her for the weight gain and the children she can't have. Not that he would want to raise anything that came out of her body. He is trying to be civil because there's something he wants from her. "Thank you. It's my grandmother's recipe." She doesn't expect him to want to talk about pot roast for very long, and wouldn't want to go on for much longer and provoke his anger. Anger he'd bring out in bed with something awful. So she doesn't expect him to talk about pot roast very long. He is going to talk about something else now.
"I think I feel ready to try this. Do you feel ready?"
"I thought you were joking at first," she says, lighting a cigarette. "I couldn't have imagined that you'd..." Clarence stands up, puts an arm around Maddie's waist, and draws her close. He speaks to her quietly, warmly, smoothly. He speaks to her essentially in his doctor voice.
"Very serious, Maddie. I think this is who I am. I promised Maddie that I'd never judge you for who you are. And I know that you would never judge me for who I am. I have needs, Maddie, and dreams. I have to be able to do this without feeling afraid. I have to do this and know that you still love me and approve of me for who I am. Do you love me, Maddie? Do you approve of who I am?"
She raises a hand to stroke his cheek. "Of course I do, Clarence. I would never judge you. I love you."
"So, are you ready for this, Maddie? Are you going to help me?"